It's a beautiful day and a fine time for healing. Podcast host Randy Fine, a narcissistic abuse expert and the author of the groundbreaking book Close Encounters of the Worst Kind and the captivating memoir Cliff Edge Road, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being are all that matter. So put your feet up, relax, and enjoy today's show. And now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk show host, Randy Fine. I hope you're all out there doing well. It's amazing that we're all having the same exact experience. I don't know when that has ever happened and if it will ever happen again, but we're kind of all in the same boat, which makes it a little easier to take. If, if you're feeling cooped up, we're all kind of feeling cooped up. If you're looking around and seeing everybody wearing masks and you're wearing a mask, we're all wearing masks. If you are out of work or your business is temporarily closed, I totally feel for you. We have a business, my husband and I have a business, which is closed, and it's very difficult to deal with this, but we're all in it together. And today I want to talk to you and actually take you through a relaxation exercise. But it is Free Advice Friday, and I do take your calls and answer your questions. If you'd like to call in, the number is 424-220-1800. 424-220-1801. I welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions. So most of the information that I put out there for you is free to you. I do it because it's really important for me to get this information out there to help all of you out there recognize what it is you have experienced and how to get through it. I spend a lot of time writing articles. I spend a lot of time putting YouTube videos up and doing my podcasts, including this one, and I do it all for free. I have recently published, or actually put on my website, what I call the Narcissistic Abuse Platinum MP3 Education Series. I have five MP3s on there that you can download. The cost is only $8. I charge $60 for counseling. And these tapes are between 15 and 20 minutes long, so they are truly a bargain. So I'm asking you to support me, support the work I do. It took me several months to write these and record them. And there's some excellent information there for you. So please support me and my work. I don't ask you to pay for anything most of the time, but I'm asking you to support this project. And it is for you. It is not for me. And I put a lot into it. So please go to my webpage on randyfine.com, go to shop, and you can download these. You can listen to them on your cell phone or whatever. And I think you will find them extremely valuable. So please do support me. We're going to start with some relaxation stuff because I think you all need it. And hopefully this is a good time for you to do it. And what we're going to start with is what's called box breathing. And this is a series, it's four sections of 4 seconds. So close your eyes for a second. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Now exhale for 4 seconds. Now hold your air for 4 seconds. Now rest for 4 seconds. Take a deep breath for 4 seconds. Actually, I did it wrong the first time, so this is the right way. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold your air for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. And let's do this one more time. Take a deep breath for 4 seconds. Pull it in for 4 seconds. Hold your air for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. And hold your breath for 4 seconds. Whenever you're feeling stressed, you can go ahead and you can repeat this. You can do this wherever you are. You don't have to close your eyes if you're driving and you're feeling stressed. You can just start doing the breathing. And this is a box breathing for stress-free relaxation. So now I want to do a basic relaxation, sort of a meditation. So close your eyes and get comfortable. And I'm going to invite you to do something where you're going to have a daydream, and it's going to be the daydream of your choice. Okay. Daydream yourself to a place that's very beautiful to you, very peaceful, and very safe. Begin by paying attention to your breathing and let yourself take a few nice, deep, full breaths. Let yourself breathe into your abdomen, bringing your breath all the way down into your belly and allowing your out-breath to be a real letting-go kind of breath. As if with that breath, you can begin to release any tension or discomfort or distraction that you don't need to hold on to. You're just using that breath to begin shifting your attention from the outer world to your inner world, and to take a 5-minute break and go to a place that's peaceful and beautiful. And induce a state of peacefulness and relaxation centered within you. Let yourself imagine that when you breathe in, you're breathing in fresh energy and oxygen that's flowing through your whole body. Because you are. And imagine that with every out-breath, you just let go a little bit of tension, a little bit of discomfort, a little distraction. So you're breathing in energy and relaxation, and you're letting out tension. So now we're going to begin. Imagine yourself going to a place that's very beautiful to you. Very peaceful, very safe and secure. A place that you feel really good to be at. And this might be a place that you've actually been to in your life, or it may be a place you visited before in your imagination. Or it can be a new place, some combination, or some place that you've never imagined yourself going to before. It really doesn't matter. As long as the place you're imagining is very beautiful to you, very peaceful, very safe, a nice place to be for a few minutes. Allow yourself to imagine going there as best you can in your own way. And look around and notice what you imagine seeing in this special, quiet, peaceful place. Notice the colors and the shapes and the things that you see there. If there's more than one place that comes to mind, simply pick the one that interests you the most right now. You can visit others at another time. And so as you notice what you see, notice if you imagine hearing any sounds in this special, peaceful, quiet place, or whether it's just very quiet. You may even imagine an aroma, an odor, or a fragrance in this place. And you may not. It really doesn't matter. Just notice whether there's an aroma or fragrance in the air. Notice the temperature and the time of day and the season of year. Notice whether it's very quiet or if there are things that are alive around you. And especially notice any feelings of peacefulness or relaxation or comfort that you feel, and allow them to be there. And allow yourself to relax into them and to feel that relaxation, that peacefulness. Nothing else to do right now and nowhere else to go. Simply enjoying a few quiet moments in this very beautiful and peaceful place. Find the spot where you feel most comfortable and allow yourself to get settled there. Simply enjoy a few quiet moments, peaceful, relaxed, nothing to do, nowhere to go, enjoying the beauty and the safety. As you deeply relax in this place of beauty, peacefulness, and safety, you can allow your body to recharge and your mind as well, even your spirit. Just drawing from this sense of deep restfulness and comfort that's here. And if this is a pleasant experience, you should know that you can come back here and enjoy this anytime of your own choosing, simply by deciding to shift your attention to your inner world, allowing your breathing to get deep and comfortable, and imagining yourself coming to this very beautiful, peaceful, very quiet place. If your mind should wander or get distracted, simply take another breath or two and refocus your mind back into this beautiful, peaceful, and quiet place. And let this be your focus of attention for 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 20 minutes, whatever period of time is right for you. And then, when you decide to bring your attention back to the outer world, as I'll invite you to do now, allow the images to fade, but bring back with you any sense of relaxation, peacefulness, refreshment, a good feeling that comes from taking a little time to find that place of calm, quiet, and peacefulness within you. And know that you can come back and visit this place anytime you choose. Also know that this place is always within you, and that by even remembering it or thinking about it, You can touch into that feeling of calmness, peacefulness, and serenity, and bring those qualities more and more into your daily life. I'll just give you a second to sort of wake up and get back to the real world. So this is something you can listen to this podcast over and over anytime you want to. And you can do this meditation. It's very easy. If you're having trouble concentrating, just start with just a few minutes. If you find that your mind keeps wandering, bring it back to the breath. Bring it back to my voice. Listen to my voice and breathe. Deep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. I want to remind you that this is a call-in show. You can ask me any questions you want about narcissistic personality disorder abuse. The number to call is 424-220-1801. I encourage you to call. This is a great time to talk to me. I know you are all home, undistracted, and able to listen. And I know that many of you have questions you want to ask me, and this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. So please call in and share. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Because what you say, others need to hear. It's validating, it's supportive, and it makes people feel like they're not so alone with the issues they're experiencing. You have important things to say, and I know you have questions to ask me, so here I am, 424-220-1801. So, I wonder how you are all finding this time, and if you are taking time out of your day to purposely relax. The whole day may feel like relaxation, but just carve out an hour of time where you're just sitting in reflection. So why is this all happening? Why is this pandemic affecting the entire world? Well, no one really knows, but I'm a big picture person. And I always look at the universal meaning of everything that happens because I believe that we are guided, spiritually guided, universally guided. If you believe in God, you're guided by God. But I do believe we're all guided. Some people believe more of a scientific quantum science, quantum theory kind of belief. But it's good to have a bigger picture belief. It's good to get out of your head and out of the moment and out of the physical reality into a place where you can let go and understand you are taken care of. So, why do I think this pandemic is happening? Well, we would have never chosen it, but there's a lot of good that's coming out of it. For those of you who have suffered narcissistic abuse, my recommendation for healing is always that you do it in a space where you are not triggered, where you don't even have to worry about being triggered, because you've set up a space, a quiet space, where you have blocked intrusion. You've blocked it in your cell phone. You're not picking up your phone. You're not answering it. You've blocked your emails or sent them all to spam. And I'm talking about from anyone who's going to abuse or trigger you. But I want you to get into a bubble of protection, this imagine yourself in this great big bubble of protection where no one can get to you. And all you have is time to heal. And you can use the articles I write and the tapes I record in these shows, which you can always listen to. And you can listen to them over and over and let them sink in. And if you feel like you're needing to hear these things over and over, well, you are. And that's perfectly okay. And everyone does. And the reason I can do my work is because I'm super patient. And I can listen to the same things over and over and understand that you need to express that. And I don't judge. So find time to get in this bubble. And if you can do it all the time, that's even better. No intrusions or threats of intrusions. Just you and your thoughts. And if you have a lot of thoughts that are going on in your mind, and they are not good thoughts, let all your thoughts be unbridled, just let them out. Let all your thoughts out. And you can even try this right now with me. Just let them go. You've got this worry and that worry and this concern and this pain and this trigger and sadness and depression. Let it all out. And look at it. It's okay. It can't hurt you. Now, we're going to take each one and pretend it's a leaf falling from a tree and just watch it drop very slowly to the ground. Very slowly. Watch it go all the way down to the ground. Now choose another one. Pretend it's a leaf on a tree and it's falling, falling, falling. Watch it gently glide to the ground. And we'll do it one more time. Your worry, your sadness, your depression is a leaf on the tree. And it's falling, falling, falling. You can watch it fall to the ground. And understand that your feelings, what you're experiencing, whatever's coming up is safe. No one can hurt you now. You're in your bubble. No one can hurt you. You've set it up so no one can intrude and no one can hurt you. There's also an exercise that you can do, which is ritualistic. And if you're having flashbacks, you can't get thoughts out of your head, they're going round and round in your head. Think of the scene that bothers you the most. Now put it into a picture as if it's a photograph. Take a look at this photograph. And that scenario is in the photograph. You are looking at it. You are holding it in your hand and looking at it. Now, light a match and put the flame to the corner of this photograph. And watch this memory burn. Watch the paper curl. Watch it go away. Watch it burn to ashes. And you can do this with your memories. The more that you do it, the more vague the memory will become and the less impact it will have on you. So I'm taking a positive psychology course. And one thing I learned, you know, I know a lot of you are, you tend to judge yourself and you tend to be your own worst enemy with what you say to yourself. And one of the things that you say to yourself is that you're odd, you're different, people don't understand you. And they don't acknowledge what you've been through. So what we do is we tend to hold ourselves up against other people. We look at them, we look at ourselves. And when we don't feel right about ourselves, we just don't measure up to anyone. Everyone seems to have it better than we do. So what I learned is how different perception is from one person to another. And that no two people see the color red exactly the same. I found that amazing. No two people see any colors the same exact way. And no two people view experiences the same exact way. Which means that every single person is unique and odd because they're nothing like other people, and that's you. You are nothing like anybody else, and that is what you are supposed to be. You are not supposed to be like everybody else, and other people don't have it any better than you do. Everyone is dealing with something. Everyone has hurtful memories tucked away inside. For you, because you've gone through narcissistic abuse, and the advantage, as I've said in the past, of narcissistic abuse is that most people walk through life with a lot of hurts and a lot of feelings stuffed inside, and they don't feel it, and they don't know it's there. And they allow stress to run their lives. And what is happening inside is physical. What's happening is that the body is reacting to these things that are not being released. And this is where dis-ease comes from. But when you suffer narcissistic abuse, everything that you could ever need to look at, to work on, to move past, is just floated right up to the surface. It's all right there. You're looking at it. You're looking at everything that you need to do to be your best self, to grow your spirit, to live your best life. It is there, and you cannot look away. And while that is painful right now, understand that this is a gift that will relieve you of all the hurts inside. But in order for this to happen, you must tick away at them. You must deal with them. And if you've had a chain of narcissistic relationships, that is a huge, huge red flag that the universe or God or whatever is telling you, come on already, let's take a look at this stuff and get it healed. And that's why each relationship like this tends to get worse and worse, and you may be, probably are, at the very worst, in the very worst relationship, if that's what you're dealing with. And it's a wake-up call. That's what it is. It's a wake-up call for you. It's saying, okay, I told you, and I told you, and I told you. Now, I'm hitting you in the head with a 2x4, and you better listen to me. And that is a gift. And you will get through these things. You will get through these things, but you cannot ignore them. And you most likely could use some help. And anyone who's ever worked with me will tell you the advantage of working with me and how it changes their lives in a very short amount of time. The reason is that I don't keep you coming back forever. I give you the tools that you'll need for a lifetime. I give you the tools that you'll need to navigate every one of these painful experiences that you're having. I empower you to be able to do it yourself. One of the greatest fears we have as narcissistic abuse survivors is that our abuser is going to come back at some point. They're going to call. We're going to see them on the street. We're going to hear about them. And the reason you fear that is because they have your power. They have taken your power, and you're allowing them to keep it. And so any thought of them scares you. But it's time to take your power back. And when you learn how to navigate the process of healing, and hopefully allow me to help you through that process, you understand that no matter what happens, no matter what this abuser from the past did to you, you have the tools and the strength to deal with it, and you don't have to fear any longer. So your fear is coming from a place of insecurity and unpreparedness and worry and living in the past, reliving those memories of the past and giving that power back, or giving that power to the narcissist, allowing him or her to keep it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Whatever you have to do, you have to take your power back. So another thing that I've learned in the studies, I'm using this time to actually go to school and take psychology and mindfulness courses so I can be more helpful to you. I'm not going to earn any credits or anything from them, but I want to be more helpful to you and to the things that I know come up in your life. So another thing I've learned is that if we think of our memories as a piece of glass, that it's firmly, it's formed, okay? But glass is made of sand and it's molten sand. Every time you think of a memory, it goes back to that molten stage, that soft, malleable stage, where you can then do something with it to alleviate it, to get rid of it. And I gave you some tools earlier in the show to do this. So it goes back to its molten stage where you can look at it and help it to disappear. If you don't do that, every time you think of that memory, you reinforce the strength of this, of the memory, and it gets stronger and stronger and harder to get rid of. which is why so many of these issues we have are hard to get rid of, because we have solidified them to such an extent that we can't move past them. So understand that by ruminating, by thinking about these things over and over, you are reinforcing and solidifying them in your psyche. You don't want to do that. So take a memory as it's soft and do the falling leaves exercise. Take a look at it. Or face it, make the picture, turn it into a picture and burn it. Not to say that this is going to be like instantaneous, but each time it will reduce the impact of the memory. And if you do something every time you have a memory to reduce it, to minimize it, eventually that memory is not going to be as charged as it is now. Some of you have a hard time with meditation, which is one of the best things you can do for stress. I meditate every day, or I try to every day, if I remember. I use a guided meditation that if you want to know what it is, you can always email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com, and I'll provide you with that. I'll send you that link to the meditation that I use, which is really good. And it comes from actually a guest that I had on my show who, she had just a traumatic thing happen to her where she and her daughter were put in the trunk of a car by criminals who were trying to get her husband, who was a banker, to give them all the money from the bank. And while she was in this trunk, she had a near-death experience. It was very hot in there. And she was taken out of there and taken to the realm of peace, where she received a lot of information. And when she came back, she continued to receive information. And one of the things that she was told to do was to write this meditation. It was given to her by the divine. And though the meditation does use the word God, don't let that intimidate you. I don't use the word God, but just think of it. God is not necessarily a religious thing. It's God is the universe. God is source. Just think of it like that. So if you want that meditation, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. I will be happy to send it to you. We have about 15 minutes left. If you have a question and want to call in, maybe you're just too relaxed to do that. That would be great. But the number to call in is 424-220-1801. I'd like to hear what's stressing you out now. I'd like for you to be able to release that. So feel free to call. One of the things that you can do for complex PTSD is to carry an object that reminds you of the present. So when you're having a flashback, look at this object, something that reminds you of the grounding, where you are now. You can carry it in your pocket. You can carry it in your purse. It could be a key ring. It could be, something to your new car. While you're having the memory, look at something that reminds you of the present. touch it, look at it. As always, focus on your breathing. That's really important during these times. Tell yourself that you are safe. The trauma is over and you are safe now. So that's hard to do. So it could help to write it down. Keep a list of these things and then find some affirmations or some tools that you can use when you're feeling better. And then look at them. When you're not having these flashbacks and triggers, you know you're safe. You can use affirmations. Whatever you're fearing, use the opposite. Give yourself power. Another thing to do if you're having flashbacks is to find a way to comfort yourself. Curl up in a blanket. If you have a pet, cuddle that pet. And I'm pretty sure that if you guys have a pet, you are doing that during these times that are really, really hard for you. Or you can listen to some soothing music or watch a favorite film. If you have a thought that keeps repeating itself and you want to get rid of it, while you're having that thought, put on some really loud white noise that drives you crazy to drown it out. Use a grounding technique that keeps you connected to the present and helps you avoid feelings or memories or flashbacks or intrusive thoughts that you don't feel like you're able to cope with. And grounding techniques are breathing slowly, listening to sounds around you, walking barefoot in the grass, in the sand, something where you're connecting to the earth, touching something or sniffing something with a strong smell, and focus on the sensations you're feeling during that time. It might help you to keep a box of things with different textures and smells ready for you to use when you need it. So you could put, you know, perfume or an essential oil, a blanket or a stuffed animal or a piece of a blanket that's soft, some stones or crystals that feel really good to hold and to rub. And these things are all meant to bring you back to the present. Because flashbacks are really painful. Another thing to understand when you're having flashbacks and things such as that is, I just lost my train of thought. I'm actually, this information is coming to me. You don't want to bury that information, that experience, that thought. You don't want to bury it ever, 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 because you have layers and layers, stacks of emotions and thoughts and experiences that are inside of you. And we don't want to put any more onto that stack. So take a feeling and sit with it. Allow it. It can't hurt you anymore. And when you learn that you can face those things and not fear them, when you learn that they can't hurt you anymore, and you only learn that by allowing yourself to look at them. If it's too painful, you don't want to do that right now. You want to sort of, use one of those techniques I gave you to soften that memory, to help it dissipate and go away before you look at it. Because I don't want you to go into a state of panic because you're looking at, you know, something that hurts you. But feelings, sadness, guilt, depression, self-loathing, any of these things, when you begin to look at these things or feel these things, particularly about yourself, allow them. It's the only way they're going to go away. They're coming up for a reason. They want to be looked at. They want you to recognize them, and then they'll go away. Memories can't hurt you. The emotion that you've attached to the memories can. And remember that never be a prisoner of your past. It was a life lesson, not a life sentence. And if you don't make time for your wellness now, you will be forced to make time for your illness. And anything that costs your inner peace is too expensive. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is guilt, because that's a huge, huge problem for most of my clients. That's the thing that bothers them the most. So you can write this down or however you want to do this, but look at the thing that's making you feel guilty. It's really good to write it down. This really does help. So write down the thing that's really, really making you feel guilty and you can't forgive yourself for it. And then think about if that's legitimate. Do you need to feel guilty for that? Did you do anything? Did you really do anything? Did you mean to hurt anybody? Did you intend to hurt anybody? Have you hurt someone and not apologized? And let me point out during this time that anything you did that you're not proud of while you were in a narcissistic abuse relationship does not count. You are not responsible for any of that. These reactions were solicited from you. They were not your own. You were driven to a point where you did things and said things that you are not proud of now. Let it go. It was not you. It's you now, now that you're away from these relationships. Don't feel guilty about those things. But anything else, look at it and reason with it. Don't just allow it to run your head, because guilt hurts. But most of the time, this has come from your childhood. And if you think back, you will see how many times you were made to feel guilty for something that you did not do. Another thing, another tool I want to give you is, and these are all things that I give to my paying clients, so enjoy them. And then do me a favor and support my MP3 programs. They're really inexpensive, and just please support me. I keep losing my train of thought. And you know why I'm losing it? Because this information is coming through me. And when I try too hard to think about it, it goes away. So sometimes if I don't write it down fast enough, it goes away. So that's guilt. And I really want you to be kind to yourself. What you don't understand, or probably don't understand, is every negative thing you say to yourself keeps you stuck in pain. It's you. You are your own worst enemy. You are keeping you stuck, yourself, stuck in pain by what you're saying to yourself, by saying, I should have known better. Why did I? Why didn't I? Why did I waste all those years? Look what I could have been doing during those years. I'm a train wreck. I'm unlovable. Whatever it is you're saying to yourself, understand that these are self-defeating messages that you're giving yourself. And every time you say it, you beat yourself up a little bit more. And you know what? The universe, the world, not the universe, really. I'm talking about Earth, this Earth school that we go to. This world is going to beat you up. Turn on the television. The world is going to beat you up and make you feel bad about yourself and your situation. Be the one person, the one thing that doesn't do it to you. That one person. Treat yourself as if you're a little child. Don't talk to yourself. Every time you say something to yourself in your mind, pretend you're saying it to a little child or a puppy. Would you say those things to a puppy? No. Then don't say them to you. So I hope I gave you some really great tools today to help you navigate what you're going through now and what you've experienced through the narcissistic abuse. I hope I gave you some really good tools to use. You can use that meditation. And again, if you want to know about the meditation I use daily, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. So hopefully you're all feeling calmer. And that I gave you some inspiration today. There are great, great articles on my website, randyfine.com. And please do go to my shop there. Please help me out. You are my support system. You are what keeps me going. I do this for you. I've already healed. I don't have to heal myself. I do this for you. And I give you a lot. I give away a lot. And I don't make a living off of what I do. So I can definitely use your help when I ask for it. Anyway, that's it for today. And hang in there, guys, girls, hang in there. We're all in the same boat. Take walks, ride your bike. But if you go to the grocery store, wear a mask. It's really weird, but you got to do it. You walk around, you feel like you're in a foreign country or like in an alien world. It is just the most bizarre thing, but you got to do it. So let's beat this COVID thing. Let it die. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Visit randyfine.com, RANDIFINE.com, and be sure to sign up to receive updates on the latest blog posts, events, and upcoming shows. Thank you for listening.